A new report from the Natural Resources Defense Council concludes that California's efforts to be more energy efficient over the past 40 years have worked, saving the state's residents more than $90 billion since 1973.
Energy efficiency puts money back into the pockets of homeowners and business owners. And we tend to go and spend those in the local economy, like restaurants and retail, and that provides an additional boost.
Laura Ettinson, a co-author of the report, says those electricity savings have also translated into creating new jobs.
NextTen's Green Innovation Index shows energy efficiency jobs growing at 15% when the general economy grew just at 2% over a 10-year period. Similarly, the Advanced Energy Group shows that nearly 70% of existing jobs in the clean energy economy are energy efficiency jobs.
But while California should easily meet its energy conservation goals for 2020, the more ambitious next round, set for 2030, will require further cutbacks. Mary Solecki, Western States advocate for the business group Environmental Entrepreneurs, says meeting them will require continued efforts in some specific areas.
The priorities that we need to address are increased building codes and greater efficiency for existing buildings. We need to be retrofitting a lot of buildings and looking for new technologies that can contribute to all of these goals. Also, we need to partner with utilities to find efficiencies with electricity transmission and generation.
Part of that involves cleaning up the grid that distributes electricity. That's according to Mac Baumhefner, an attorney who focuses on clean vehicles and fuels for the NRDC.
Cleaning up the grid means switching from fossil fuels to clean resources like wind and solar, while at the same time increasing the energy efficiency of everything we do. And electric vehicles are really just another form of energy efficiency. In fact, adopting an electric vehicle might be the single biggest energy efficiency upgrade your home could make.
Already, nearly half of the EVs on the road in the U.S. are here in California, and our share of the market is growing rapidly.
We have strong early market growth, but we need to really accelerate the market if we're going to meet both our climate goals and also our air quality standards. If we're going to meet federally binding air quality standards, then we need to plug in everything we can.
As with conservation and water consumption, efficiencies in electrical production, distribution, and usage are the most cost-effective way to meet growing consumer demand. Those benefits are also sometimes concentrated in localized areas, notes Mary Solecki, but you might be surprised to learn where.
Typically, those that benefit the most from energy efficiency are low-income communities, because a dollar saved for a low-income family is that much more important, and a job saved in a low-income community is significantly more important.
Although the most recent data sets cited in the report are from 2013, the NRDC document also estimates that for the current year alone, an additional $2 billion in reduced energy spending will work out to savings of about $85 per household statewide. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.